This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. 10 years ago yesterday, Marsha Hams and Susan Shepherd of Massachusetts became the first same-sex couple to receive a marriage license in the United States. In the decades since, court rulings and new laws have legalized same-sex marriages in more than 20 states, but there are court appeals continuing in some of them, including in just the last week in Arkansas and Idaho. And as of today, there are 17 states in the District of Columbia that will issue same-sex marriage licenses and allow gay and lesbian couples to get married. Oregon could join the list as soon as tomorrow, when a federal judge there is expected to rule on the constitutionality of that state's ban on gay marriage. Normally, when this issue is up, we turn to Angela Giampolo of the Giampolo Law Group, PhillyGayLawyer.com in Philadelphia. But Angela has a personal emergency that she has to deal with today. So instead, we've got somebody else from her firm to join me here today, Justin Nordell. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Hi. Pleasure to be here.
Where are things in Arkansas and Idaho, both of which were in the news this week?
Well, things are incredibly interesting in both states. I'm going to start with Arkansas just because it's the one that's annoying me the most. And that's thanks to former governor and failed presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who's continuing in a long line of former government employees in Arkansas of making just the worst decisions when it comes to civil rights. As we all lovingly remember, the Little Rock Nine back in 1957, the Arkansas governor at the time, Orville Sabus, rejected the U.S. district judge's order to integrate the schools and then, in fact, sent the National Guard in. Mike Huckabee would send the National Guard in if he could to help prevent the homosexuals from marrying within his state, but instead is calling for the impeachment of the judge, Chris Piazza, who made the ruling this week that basically tore down his earlier legislation that said that LGBT community were not able to get married within Arkansas.
Now, is that a state court that was involved in this, or are we talking about a federal judge?
No, it was a circuit judge. So it was the Arkansas County circuit judge. So it was within the state court.
And now the Arkansas Supreme Court has issued an emergency stay on that ruling. And does that mean that same-sex couples can't get marriage licenses for this foreseeable future? And what happens to those who did?
Well, that is correct. So what we're going to have to do here is look at recent American history, looking back to what happened in Utah earlier this year, in the tail end of last year, where they said that gay marriage was legal. A number of people got married, and then the stay was put on the ruling. Now, once the stay is put on the ruling, that means no more marriage licenses are allowed to be issued. But there was this kind of gray area. What happens to the people who already got their licenses? So it was actually discerned by the federal government that they would recognize the marriage licenses, even though their state, which granted them the license, now would not. It is the hope that that will occur as well for Arkansas, but no one has come out at the federal level and said that just yet. And as for the stay that's been put on it, it's kind of been par for the course. Of all of the same-sex marriage rulings that have occurred this year, whether it be Arkansas, Michigan, Texas, Virginia, Utah, as I previously mentioned, they've all been stayed and have been sent up to the next higher court.
What's going on in Idaho?
Well, in Idaho, they had some marriage licenses that were given on May 16th, which was the Friday, and they were able to begin getting their licenses, same as Arkansas. However, it was again stayed and put on hold to be reviewed by the Ninth Circuit. The GOP chairman, Barry Peterson, basically said that it was the disintegration of society within the state of Idaho by allowing marriage between same-sex couples.
Yeah, I understand the potatoes are refusing to grow in Idaho because some gay couples were allowed to get married. All of this, of course, dates back, I guess about a year now, to the Supreme Court decisions, the E.D. Windsor case and the Defense of Marriage Act case. That's what really started the dominoes falling here. Are we eventually going to get back to the Supreme Court with these state-by-state decisions that we're talking about?
We have to, and that's exactly what's happening right now, is that they are piling up in these circuit courts waiting to have enough accumulate to kick back up to the Supreme Court. So in that E.D. Windsor case, in Windsor v. United States, Basically, the Supreme Court put their toe in the same-sex marriage water. They basically said, all right, we are going to recognize, as the federal government, same-sex marriages, but we are still going to allow it to be on a state-by-state basis, whether they choose to recognize same-sex marriages and whether they choose to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Because they did not put a full step forward, take that cannonball, we're now seeing all of these cases hit on a state-by-state level, and they're popping up with such a frequency that it's going to have to get there. We originally were thinking it was going to be within 2 years. It was about 4 years for when it was interracial marriage. And so, you know, for inflation, we'll say two. But it's looking like it's going to be even sooner than that now because these are picking up so much speed across the nation.
Now, if that does happen and the Supreme Court does rule on that level, are we talking about, even in states that have not had their laws overturned, automatically everywhere in the United States, same-sex marriage would be legal?
It would be that same-sex marriage everywhere would be recognized. That is absolutely guaranteed. Whether or not would be legal, again, is if they're going to take that cannonball at the Supreme Court. And let's be honest, they have floaties most of the time. So it's really, really important for them to actually make an active decision for the civil rights of American citizens.
Justin, judges are the ones who are rejecting these laws based on what the Supreme Court did last year and based on their readings of the Constitution and the right to marry in this country. In many cases, they are overturning laws that were passed by referendums, or referenda would be the word, maybe 8 or 10 years ago. If same-sex marriage were on the ballot in a lot of these states today, do you think the outcome would be different?
It's thanks to the Proposition 8 ruling that they're not going on the ballot, that they're having to go into the courtroom. And in all honesty, I think it's a little safer that way. As I mentioned earlier, Texas, Virginia, talking about Arkansas, some of those states, if it were put up to a popular vote, it very well could get shot down. However, the general populace, the thought process has shifted, and it's something that is continuing to shift more in favor of same-sex marriage across the board. But again, it is up to the judges to do this. That's why Mike Huckabee has his panties in a bunch, because he's decided that the judge there thinks he's a, in quotation marks, super lawmaker for deciding that he was more powerful than all of the elected legislators, himself the governor, and the 75% of the voters of the state that do not support gay marriage in Arkansas.
Yeah, well, the real bottom line is there shouldn't be any kind of referendum on anyone's human rights, and their civil rights should not be put up to a vote. I have to ask you about one other thing. It's been a little over a week since Michael Sam of the University of Missouri was drafted by the St. Louis Rams, the first openly gay man to be drafted into the NFL. And there was the photo of him on that night, video, in fact, of him kissing his boyfriend and, you know, being deliriously happy that here he was finally getting to live out his dream. And because ESPN aired that and then TV stations around the country ran the clip ad nauseum, there were people who were coming out and saying, oh, that shouldn't be on TV. You know, idiots will always survive. But I'm curious how the gay community reacts when people react that way to a simple thing of somebody kissing the person they love when some good news comes down the pike.
Well, I, as a gay man, I was reacting before the kiss ever happened. There was no reason for Michael Sam to be drafted in the seventh round. He was supposed to be, everyone will agree, a third draft round pick, a fourth draft round pick. It was getting down to the seventh round, and in all honesty, we thought we were not going to have our first openly gay player in the NFL for no reason other than institutionalized homophobia in professional sports. He is a fantastic player. There was no reason for it to take until the seventh round. But the outcry of people who were so upset over something as simple as a kiss was really devastating. We had thought that we had moved so far forward, and that kiss meant so much to so many people, to so many young athletes out there who are striving to make it to their dreams, that it's really going to be hard for us to move forward when we have people such as, you know, Don Jones of the Miami Dolphins, who took it to his Twitter to call it this awful, horrible thing.
Yeah, but no, you're absolutely right. Justin Nordell works with Angela Giampolo at PhillyGayLawyer.com, the Giampolo Law Group. Thanks so much for joining me here today. I appreciate it, Justin.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure.
This is America Weekend. America.